1916. Chapter 1. For a brief moment he awoke. Fernley wondered who was lying next to him in bed. As the events of the previous evening came slowly into focus from his clouded mind, he stared more at the naked male figure and realised that he had been chatted up by quite a lot of people at the busy club during a crowded Saturday night. He could remember getting into a cab in Connaught Street, but who had hailed the vehicle and what had happened until they got to bed was still swirling round in another part of his brain. The figure stirred, and he noticed a flickering of the eyes. It turned and stared at him. "Who are you?" a deep voice asked. "Better still, who are you?" Fernley replied. "Seymour Hicks from Texas, USA," a smiling face said, with a drawl that made Fernley wonder whether he was going to rope him like a steer. "Fernley Valentine, first Hampshire and now London. Did you pick me up at a bar somewhere?" Seymour asked, sitting up straight and smiling even more. "No, you picked me up at one, which, in actual fact, was a club in Mayfair. Do you not remember?" He shook his head. "Did you undress me and put me into bed?" he asked, scratching his crew cut. "I was about to ask you the same thing," Fernley replied. Seymour shook his head again. "Do you have any idea what happened?" It was time for Fernley to shake his head. Seymour scratched his head again, staring first at the ceiling and then at Fernley. "Events are now coming to me more clearly. A friend who had been there told me about that club back in the States. However, I thought he said that it was expensive, both the club and the clientele." "Yes," Fernley answered. "If you're not a member, you can join temporarily for an evening, weekend, or longer if you're visiting the UK whilst working or on holiday. You must have paid either by traveller's cheque or card. The owner of the club would have made sure that you had sufficient funds to join, and needless to say, the alcohol you must have consumed was also covered." "So, where do you come into this setup?" Seymour asked, pushing the sheet right back to reveal almost his entire physique. Fernley surveyed the lean, tanned, muscular frame, including a fair-sized penis. "Well, I was one of those who sat on a stool at the bar, along with 5 others. A sort of good-time working boy, if you get the picture." "Jesus, you mean I paid for sex?" "I've never done anything like that in my life, especially with my looks and package." Fernley gulped and thought of "Modesty Forbids," and turned away and smiled. "Who did what with whom, I might ask?" Seymour said, scratching his head again. Fernley shrugged his shoulders. "I don't remember much anyway, so perhaps nothing happened. And it might be best if we forget about the whole thing. Would you like to have a shower, and I'll make a pot of coffee?" Fernley asked, and slowly got out of bed.
"Wow, what a great ass! What's your signature tune? Nobody does it better."
Fernley raised his eyebrows.
"What else is new? How about a quick fuck before breakfast?" the stranger asked.
"In your dreams, big boy, I never mix pleasure with business," Fernley remarked sternly and quickly throwing on a knee-length silk dressing robe.
"Don't you mean business with pleasure?" came the curt reply.
"I know exactly what I mean. For that last remark, you can forget the wash and beverage and leave now, and it won't cost you a dollar." He walked quickly out of the bedroom. About an hour or so later, with the stranger gone, Fernley was sitting alone having an orange juice when the kitchen door opened and in walked his flatmate, Jamie Vaughan. His ginger hair almost catching the sunlight as it streaked through the window. His dark brown eyes seemed to be alive with life, and he was smiling as he always did, making his 23 years look like someone much closer to their early teens. "Hi, beautiful," kissing him on the cheek. "How was the night? Full of ups and downs, and how many times did you get laid?" he said, grabbing a mug and pouring some coffee from the pot bubbling away on the stove. "Don't ask. I will tell you all about it later."